Time now to catch up with Jeff from Acela One. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Peter, and good morning to all your listeners.
And what's happening in the wonderful world of organic wine, mate?
Well, Snow White here this morning, Peter.
How did she get in there?
Yes, we had a little frost this morning, nice crisp, but beautiful day. Whew. Absolutely gorgeous. We've been wine tasting outside all week. It's been absolutely gorgeous in the daytime, up in the sun, beautiful. But a little frosty. This is probably the second frost we've had in the last 5 days. So it's that time of the year, Peter.
Well, you could always throw a few bottles out on the lawn, mate, and chill them down that way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, global warming's not working here at the moment, so.
Yeah, that's a bit of a worry, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, talking about global warming, did you see in the paper yesterday, they're now blaming the poor old beavers in North America, in Alaska, actually.
Now, what have they got to do with it?
Contributing to global warming, Peter. Because of the warmer climate in the Arctic, the beaver population in Alaska has grown 5,000% in the last 10 years. And they're building dams all over Alaska now. They've gone from, in some areas, like from 2 dams 20 years ago to 500 now. And the dams, of course, insulate the ground, and it keeps it warm, and so it's melting the permafrost piece, carbon dioxide and methane that's trapped in the permafrost. Oh. And so, yeah, so now we're all going to have to start wearing beaver hats again, Peter.
Oh, no, Davey. Sorry, so, I couldn't resist that.
I know, but, you know, like, and this is a scientific study. It's in a scientific journal, like, and with the maps and everything showing the increases in population and where they are and everything. So it's not like some lunatic fringe, you know.
No, that's true. Well, yeah. It's amazing what's coming up. I noticed, too, that our koalas, apparently, according to a report, will, unless we do something, they'll be extinct by 2050.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that's largely the government. The government is too far in bed with a lot of the forest and mining companies, and the, you know, look, the koalas, I'm pro progress and development mostly, but, you know, I'm fairly anti industries that pollute, like the coal industry does. I think it's a sunset industry, and it should be, you know, I mean, you can't just shut it down, but you got to phase it out for sure. Yeah. And I think the other thing is this gas. The gas indiscriminately all over the place. We know that kills everybody, and animals are far more sensitive to pollution than we humans are, Peter. And we unfortunately killed a budgerigar once. We knew he wasn't doing well, but this was back before, I'm talking 30, 40 years ago now, before we became so sensitive to chemicals. And it was, we used to put a few drops of ammonia in the, when we cleaned tiles, you know, in the kitchen and the living room area. And I'm talking back in Canada now. And just a couple of drops of ammonia in the water eventually killed the poor budgerigar, Peter. No. They're very sensitive to chemicals. So, and of course they're removing forests at an alarming rate, and of course such disruption obviously is going to affect the koala bears. So yeah, it's look, koala bears are going to become like the panda. It's you know, a world organization's going to have to save them, Peter, because apparently the government here doesn't take it seriously.
Yeah, they don't give a toss, do they?
No, not really. So anyway, big things happening, Peter, all over the place here, of course, in the world of coronaviruses. They've now got another article, and I won't go into the detail on it, about how it affects people's brain. We did a little article on that about 2 weeks ago, and there's another one now, and they've been able to detect exactly how it does. So it's not a pleasant thing. But there is a good piece of news. This came out of, let me just have a look here again, Columbia University. I think Columbia University is in New York. I'm not really sure about it, but it's over in the Northeast there somewhere. And they have found a certain wavelength of ultraviolet light that is not harmful to humans, kills 99.9% of coronaviruses.
Yeah.
So here's the point. You can sterilize without spraying dreaded chemicals everywhere, Peter. You just got to turn on ultraviolet light. And this is very, very important because places like hospitals and restaurants and that, like, you don't have to expose your patrons necessarily to ultraviolet light all day, Peter, but you can turn it on all night.
That's
It's
right.
harmful, harmful, not harmful anyway to humans. But if you're worried, like, you can switch it on at night in your house and go to bed and turn it off in the morning if you want. And it just sterilizes your house while you're asleep, Peter.
Well, that's the way to go.
It is, it is. And I think this is just as important as vaccination, maybe more important, because if you can get rid of the source, you don't have to worry about mitigating its effects like vaccination is, you know. So this is very important, and I think there will be, and so common, it's you know, a particular wavelength. The article gave the wavelength, and I would predict within weeks you will see hundreds of offers of ultraviolet lights on the internet, Peter.
Yeah, a greatly inflated price again.
Greatly inflated prices,
Oh,
exactly.
mate, they're unbelievable.
Yeah, there is. Well, of course, maybe we just put up a mosquito. It's ultraviolet light to a large extent. The ones that attract insects and mosquitoes, Peter.
Yeah.
You know, hang one in your kitchen.
Well, that'd go down well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we don't use them here at the vineyard because they're too effective, Peter. You sit outside at night and you put an ultraviolet insect, killer, because they got an electrified screen. They pull insects from hundreds of meters away. You know, you're trying to drive them away, not bring them in. So,
Yeah, well, that's counterproductive, isn't
it is. So I thought that was a very interesting and important progress, Peter.
All right,
And
mate. Just a quick shout out to a gentleman I met yesterday. He's actually a sales rep that sell Q Cola, which is available in Coles stores. And it was a pleasure to talk to him and learn a little bit more about their industry. And hopefully in coming weeks we can bring in details of that. Good morning to you and good morning to the staff. They were great.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, it's great. We support small business, Peter. Heck, we are one. So anyway, reading again, I just look back just to see what's happened is, and I only have data on New Zealand, Peter, back to June 16th, and they have recorded at least one and up to four coronavirus cases every single day since June 16th. And that's nearly 3 weeks, so I was over 2 weeks anyway. And probably before that, I just didn't have the data at my fingertips. And it's like we said, Peter, there's no such thing as eliminating the virus.
No,
You
that's
have
right. So we have to live with it.
we
And
have to
there are
live with
so
it.
many ignorant people that, like on our buses now, we've got these green circles on the seat directing you where to sit. And they still can't get it right.
Exactly. Well, the big problem is, Peter, that people don't know whether you're supposed to sit on them or not sit on them.
It says, sit here. But they just come in and one sat right in front of me. I said, "Are you on a green spot?" He said, "What's it to you?" I said, "I don't want the virus, mate. Bugger off down the back where there's the one."
Yeah, well, Peter, the Victoria is a case that, and I hate to keep harping at it, but we did have some very uncomplimentary things to say about Victoria about 2 months ago, long before they became what they are today. We predicted that that was exactly what was going to happen, and that Victoria to become the coronavirus center in Australia. And it didn't happen for about 3 or 4 weeks, Peter, and made us start to look like we don't know what we're talking about.
But a thing that come up, we're getting reports where it says, people are refusing to take the test. Hey, you either take the test or bugger off, get on and go back where you came from.
Yeah, well, some of the people that are doing the test, I haven't had it myself, but I've talked to a couple of people that have said, you know, it was one of the most painful exercises they ever had. This swab, he said he swears to God that he's got a hole in the back of his head somewhere.
Well, I've had the test. I agree. When they put the thing up your nose to get that one, right, it does bring tears to your eyes, which
Yeah,
is
I know.
about the only other spot I know that brings you tears. But I had the test. It came back negative. I said to the girl, look, the reason I've come up, I suffer from bronchial conditions. I'm coughing. Sneezing, I'm doing. She said, "Yeah, go straight in and test it." She said, "We don't have any qualms with that. At least you're brainy enough to come up and get it done."
You
And
have a
they were
saliva.
lovely.
Yeah, they do have a saliva test now, and
Lick,
you know, I
lick, yeah,
wouldn't
lick,
mind the
lick.
saliva.
I'm
I'm very
sorry.
sensitive to putting things down my throat. I got a really strong reflux action.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the throat. The throat one wasn't too bad. It was when they went up the nasal passage. You're right. You feel like there's a hole in the back of your head.
Yeah, so anyway, the Australian government, Peter, they're not worried about the koala bears, but they're going to build up the military because of the uncertainty in the world by the coronavirus.
All right, but so
And
we're
we're
going
going
to
to have.
shoot the virus down now, are we?
We're going to shoot people that have the virus, Peter.
No.
Not really too sure, but with all the uncertainty in the world between actually China and India, China and the US, and now China and Australia, I guess. That the Australian government's decided to do it. They could save a lot of taxpayer money if they just let the US expand the base in the Northern Territory.
Yeah,
And
that'd work.
yeah, save us all the money.
Yeah,
We're going to build it up. I mean, I support it to an extent. You'll notice when, you know, and history has a tendency to repeat itself. Not that I'm suggesting there's going to be a war or anything, but you have to think about the Second World War and, you know, the attack on the United States by Japan was followed immediately by an attempted invasion in Australia. So, you know, you got to look at it from a historical perspective and say it's probably a good idea, you know, to make sure that you do have a country. Not that you are going to be able to take on a superpower, but at least you're going to contribute to an alliance, which we do have with the United States, a defense alliance. So, and so sort of they call Australia, New Zealand, the United States have a. Have a mutual pact. So, but you know, it's a sign of times, Peter. I mean, I don't understand China. You know, China needs friends now. They don't have many, and they picked a fight with India. The U.S. picked a fight with them, and they're fighting back. They called Australia lower than the gum on your boot.
No.
So, I that's picking a fight with Australia. And
Yeah.
then of course they made all these disparaging remarks, wouldn't buy our barley. Within 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, a week later, Australia formed a trade agreement with India and a mutual low-grade defense pact. And India turned around and bought all the barley that China wouldn't buy.
Well, there you
So
go.
I just don't understand how China thinks they gained out of that. So.
Well, I guess they'll have to open their eyes sooner or later, mate, and see what's going on around.
Yeah, but I do have some good news, Peter.
Oh, beauty!
this will help you and me, Peter. I've got two articles, but I'm going to have time for the second one. But this is a more important one. This came out of the University of Georgia just yesterday, Peter. It was published in a journal. Light to moderate drinking preserves brain function in older age, according to a new study from the University of Georgia. They found, Peter, they tested, and this is a pretty big study. It was over 10 years. Yeah, over 10 years, they tested every 2 years and nearly 20,000 participants. And they categorized them into people that drank up to 7 glasses of alcohol or had 7 drinks. And I don't think they specifically said wine, but if they had a tested wine, this study would have been a no-brainer, Peter.
Yeah.
And the second group were up to 14 drinks a week. And they found that those that drink, Peter, do better on cognitive tests over that course of the study of the 10 years, and they do not deteriorate at the same rate. We're talking about people 60, I think it was 60 and over, 65 and over. The optimal amount of drinks per week, Peter, was between 10 and 14. People that drink two glasses a day lose their cognitive ability the least over that period of time. So
I'd say we can go out now and get very pleasantly.
Yes, I'd say we're in good shape here, Peter. And of course, if you drink wine, wine has... And one of the reasons is, of course, it speeds up your heart, makes you healthier. And everybody knows that you know, a couple of drinks a day is good for your health, good for your cardiovascular system. But what this is showing, Peter, is that it has other benefits. And wine even has other benefits because hard liquor does not have the rate of antioxidants. And neither does beer, although it has some, that wine does. And organic wine has 50 to 100% more of those antioxidants, Peter. And antioxidants, of course, have long been known. We seek them, and that's why we eat spinach and things that got lots of them in it.
I love spinach.
Yeah, it's good for your health. But antioxidants neutralize free radicals in the body, and free radicals are what's plugging our arteries and destroying our skin and deteriorating our brain, Peter.
Right, will that fix up the free radicals we get on the bus?
It might. Anyway, so so very important, Peter. Couple of glasses of wine a day, man, you're going to live forever, and you're going to know you're living.
Yeah, and party time's on again.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. The other one that I wasn't going to mention, but I'll quickly mention, was a pollution study out of the United States. This came out of Harvard, and they have found that even the pollution allowed levels in the United States are not severe enough. And the Harvard, through a scientific study, has determined that if the United States... And I think we have the same 2.5, whatever the heck it was, the same regulations in Australia. But if they went to the World Health Organization recommendations, Harvard University predicted United States would save 140,000 lives in the next 10 years.
So, amazing.
Yeah, that's more than coronavirus has taken. All they got to do is put a little stricter pollution regulations in effect. And they say way more people, Peter.
That sounds good to me. Sorry, you were about to say?
No, I was just going to say that's why sometimes this perspective on the coronavirus is insane. Save more people by tightening up the pollution laws, Peter.
Sounds good to me. Now, speaking of tightening up, we need to get some organic wine out to people.
We do, especially now that, you know, we know all the benefits of it, Peter.
Oh, yeah. Well, instead of having one bottle, drink five. No, that's naughty.
It's it. Get your week's supply on Sunday. sellerwines.com.au, Peter. You can get online and mix and match a 9-pack free delivery Australia-wide, Peter. No excuse not to have a nice bottle of organic wine on your shelf. They can call us here at the Vineyard, 6574-5275 in New South Wales.
That sounds pretty good. Now, for people that don't know the wine market all that well, you could, delegate which wines you would put in their 9-pack as a suggestion.
Yes, we do. We have, for our friends of a cellar, we have a default pack when it comes up. And look, our friends of a cellar get a nice 15% discount on our wines, Peter, which come out three times a year, 9 packs, are 25% off. And our Christmas pack's even better. We have better deals. But you can always go into your local bottle shop as well, around your area, Fennel Bay, and a few others have got the wine. If they don't, demand that they bring it in. If not, call us and we'll look after you.
Yeah, you'll bring it in. Mate, it's exactly. Lovely to catch up with you.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll catch up next week, Peter, and we'll have some more interesting things to talk about.
All right, mate. That's terrific. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Jeff from A Cellar Wine. Now, that address again is acellarwines.com.au.